Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And minds toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for this day, oh Lord. Thank you for how you've blessed us. We thank you for your mercy, oh Lord. You've been so good to us. We don't deserve your mercy, but we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you for how you keep on making a way for us. You keep opening doors for us. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name today. We give praise and honor unto thee, for thou art so worthy. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on us, oh, Lord, as we are about to go into this broadcast. We pray that you will pour out of your spirit, send your anointing. Bless the speaker today. Have your way. Send your word, oh Lord. Help us to receive our word into our hearts that we might not sin. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able today. And we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. Oh, my God, we're depending on you. You are our help today. You are our strength today, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on every listener today. Have your way in mind. Bless those today through this ministry. We know you're able. We are dependent on you. We're counting on you to bless on this day. We pray that you continue to go with us and that you will stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to be led of your spirit. Direct our path, oh Lord. We don't know which way to go, but we are dependent on you to lead us and show us the way to go. Have your way and let your will be done. Blot out of transgressions and let sins be forgiven today. Look on the city of Baltimore. We pray that you will bless, oh Lord, that you will touch hearts and minds and save souls in that city. Give somebody a mind to seek your face and turn from their way. Help them, oh Lord, to come to Christ. Help them give their life to you before it's too late. Blot out of the transgressions and let sins be forgiven. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you move all over the world. Have your way and let your will be done. Bless in a special way and take full control. Meet us here today and we will bless thy holy name. We will give thy name the praise. Oh, my God, we pray that you will look upon Elder Barry, that you will touch his feeble body, give him strength in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we know you're able to raise him up. You're able to touch him, oh, Lord. You're able to give him strength, oh, Lord. Touch his body right now. Work a miracle in his life that he may have another testimony in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We are looking to you. We believe it today. We know you're able to do it. In the name of Jesus, take full control. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, look upon all those who are on the sick list. Pray that you touch them one by one and name my name. Touch, heal, save, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful and anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Amen. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we'd like to take this time to welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. And at this time, I would like to offer the invitation to anyone listening to this broadcast who would like to call in and share your testimony, a song of praise, encouraging words, or anyone who desires prayer or have a prayer request. You are welcome to call our guest line right now, and that number is 978-990-5270, access code 7946408. Once again, that number is 978-990-5270, access code 7946408. And today we have been periodically having scripture reading, and today, this afternoon, we're going to have a scripture reading. If you've been keeping up, praise the Lord. If you've fallen a little bit behind, praise the Lord. Just keep on reading. You know, you don't have to do it in the same time frame as everyone else, But as long as you're continuing to read the Word of God, even if it takes you a little bit longer, just don't give up and just continue to read the Word of God. And we're going to have that reading after a few announcements here. So just to give those announcements, the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. Also, we would like for you to correspond with us, and we have several ways or mediums that you can use. You can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can send us postal mail by sending it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Also, you can reach us with a prayer request by texting 410-209-7503, or you can call and leave a voicemail message. While we're on this broadcast right now, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to call in and make your request known, and we will pray for you right now. Amen. So I just want to go over our prayer list. We do have our prayer list, which does not change except to add someone. We keep the names on, and we continue to pray to the Lord. And we have just a few names I'd like to call out. So let us please keep Sister Maria McBride and the bereaved McFamily in your prayers. And also, let's pray a special prayer for Elder Barry Johnson, who is in the ICU. Pray for him. Also, let's continue to pray for the bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved Ingram family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, Devon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry Fuller, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Brother Mary Brown, Olamean Wayne, Joseph Hall, Brother Barbara Watson Austin, and all the others who are on our prayer list. Let us keep one another in our prayers. So let us prepare now for the reading of our word, the Word of God, the scriptures that will be done by our own Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. She's going to do our scripture reading today. And again, I just want to encourage you to read along and continue your readings daily if you're able to, or go at the pace that you can go. And you'll reach that goal eventually. Just don't give up. So without further ado, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Khadija Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity again to read the Word of God. Amen. Aloud. And I'm starting with 2 Samuel, the 18th chapter. And as has been explained, you know, we have been trying to read the Bible this year. And because of the Bible that I have, based on the pages, if I read 2 pages a day, I will finish by December at the end of the year. So I'm on page 212, which is 2 Samuel 18. And I'll read 2 pages and then see if I have more time to read some more. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And David numbered the people that were with him and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now is it better that thou secure us out of the city. And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best, I will do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David. And there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him, and why didst thou not him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldst have set thyself against me. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And he took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood and laid a very great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, Let me now run and bear the king's tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, Go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, But howsoever let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But however, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai. And David sat between the 2 gates, and the watchmen went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. And a watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which has delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, When Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose against thee. And the king said unto Cushai, is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, the enemies of the Lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, O my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. 2 Samuel 19 and 1. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people get them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed still away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son. And Joab came into the house to the king and said, thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy lives, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines, and that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night. And that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, behold, the king doth sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, and Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house? Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Ziba, the servants of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king, and he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem. that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king swear unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass, that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is as an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry any more unto the king? And the king said unto him, why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come again in peace into his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat? For what I drink, can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in mine own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, the servant Shibhan, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Shimhan shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee, and whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan, and when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned into his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimhan went on with him, and all the people of Judah conducted the king and also half of the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king, why have our brethren the men of Judah stolen thee away and have brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near kin to us, wherefore then be angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all the king's cost? Or has he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then do ye despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. 2 Samuel 20 and 1. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bere, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his own pit, every man to his tents, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, now shall Sheba, the son of Zichri, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy lord's garment. Take thou thy lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him since city and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out to Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Zichri. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins and the sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, art thou in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Zichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, he that favoreth Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the men saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Zichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel, and to Beth-Maacah, and all the Berites, and they were gathered together, and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel, of Beth-Maacah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee. And when he was come out unto her, the woman said, art thou Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, hear the word of thine handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Then she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Zichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Zichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. And Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. And Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priest. And Ira also the Jerite was the chief ruler about David. 2 Samuel 21. Then there was a famine in the land. Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, Now, the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them, and he yielded to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you, and wherewith shall I make the atonement, that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said unto him, we will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, what shall ye say? What shall I do? That will I do. Sorry. And he said, what ye shall say, that will I do for you. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coast of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give them. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Mahalathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord, and they fell all 7 together and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days of the beginning of barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin in Zela, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded, and after that God was entreated for the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbi-Bonab, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girdled with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swear unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbechai, the Hushathite, slew Seth, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jeareoregim, Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defiled Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And I have a small portion of the 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel. I'm going to read that, and then I'll turn it over into the hands of the evangelist, I mean, if it's the Lord's will. 2 Samuel 22:1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. That's getting kind of good. I think I'll finish it out. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind and made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were dissolved at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. It prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness, my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With the upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt shew thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with the strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent men. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and sheweth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. And we ended at 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, and we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Tommy. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the beautiful reading of the Word of God and how the Word of God just came so alive, and you could just see it in your mind's eye, the happenings that was going on. Praise the Lord. And this is David with this song that he began to sing before the Lord after all that he had been through, dealing with battle and war, even among his own kindred, his people. There were strivings there. There was trouble. And just like with us, we have troubles everywhere, but he declared that the Lord is his rock and fortress and deliverer.
Yes.
And we can look to the Lord. We can trust him because we have the access to God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And when we call on the Lord, he will answer. He will come and fight our battles. He will save us. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for this beautiful passage of scripture. And again, the word of God is so powerful. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe you've been struggling or need God to answer your prayer. You need help. Whatever it is you need, God's got it. And he's waiting to give it to you. And you'll have this testimony that you trusted in the Lord and he came through for you. Praise the Lord. If you desire to be saved, if you don't know the Lord and you want to get to know him, this is your invitation today to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you and to make himself known to you. Ask him to save you, and he will hear your cry. He will come and save your soul. It's the Lord. If anybody's sick in their body, desiring to be healed, God is our healer, and we can ask the Lord to restore our health, and he will do just that. God can do everything. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today, O God. We thank you for all those who are listening. Lord, we pray right now that you will have mercy and that you will forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on those who have repented of their sins and ask that you forgive them and take away their sins, Lord. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost, my God, and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying for those who are sick in their bodies, afflicted, oh God, and asking you to touch, Lord, heal, and to make whole. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, we come to you, and we pray a special prayer. Oh, God, asking you to look on Elder Barry. Lord, go into the room where he is, Lord, and lay your hand upon him. Stand by him, oh, God, and let him feel your presence there. Raise him up, Lord Jesus, and work wonders in his life. Oh, Lord God, you are able, and we believe in you right now. In the name of Jesus, and, oh, God, we pray for those on the prayer list, asking you to intervene right now and to bless, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, move in a mighty way, my God. Make whole right now. Send deliverance, oh God, and send power. Oh, Lord Jesus, work wonders and work miracles in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to let this ministry be a blessing to everyone who hears it. Oh, my God, let the doors be open. Make ways out of no way. Oh, my Lord, we believe you today, and we are taking you at your word. We know, Lord, that you are our rock. You are our fortress, and you are our deliverer. And we trust in you, Lord Jesus. We are looking unto you, Lord, for everything, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, Lord, to increase out in us, Lord, where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. And we give your name the praise, because you are worthy of the praise. And we give you glory and honor, oh, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord,
for having mercy on us. We thank you, hallelujah, for your touch, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, oh God. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to lead, guide, and direct us. Remember the bereaved families, oh Lord. Give them comfort. Give them consolation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you, oh God, for your word. Let your word dwell richly in us, oh Lord. Let your word take root in our hearts, oh God, and help us to hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Oh Lord, we believe it and we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. We just thank the Lord once again for his powerful word. And I thank the Lord because always comes through. He never, never will forsake us. He will never leave us alone. Even when we face adversity, when the enemy has risen up against us, we can depend Amen. On the Lord. Amen. Because he is our strong tower. He gives us strength. He helps us. Amen. He's there to work in our favor. Glory to God. And I'm so thankful. I thank God once again for this broadcast and for all of you who are listening. And now at this time, we're going to give way for remarks, or if anyone desire to have remarks, if any clergy who would like to call in on our guest line would like to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to call in now. And I'm going to give way for our evangelists who are on the line right now. God bless you.
The reading of the wonderful word of God, I tell you, it's just good, good, good. And I enjoyed listening to the reading of the word and talking about the psalmist David and what he went through, all the things that he endured, but how the Lord delivered him from his enemies. And after the Lord delivered him, he began to give praise to God, sing a song unto the Lord, and tell of the goodness of the Lord. And that's what God will do for you. Once yeah. he delivered you, he will give you a song and a testimony, and you can tell what God has done for you. I really enjoyed the reading of the word. I want to encourage Evangelist Khadija to continue reading that word of God. And I want to say to Evangelist Amin, I enjoyed the prayer and the remarks that you gave, and I'm praying for you and Evangelist Khadija and for this broadcast that the Lord will continue to bless. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God also for the reading of the word. And like you were saying, Evangelist Amin, you know, while you're reading it, if you can feel, you can see it come to life right there before you. And thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell and for the encouragement. Truly, I enjoy doing it because, like, it's just, I don't know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good inside just knowing that you're doing something, well, we're supposed to be doing anyway, but, you know, it feels really good to read the word of God. It's beautiful. You can feel that it was by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, but it's in there because it was given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And I feel that when I read, and I enjoy it. And, you know, even when it was talked, like Venetami began to bring out a little bit how David, the things that he endured coming from his kinfolk, from his family, being cursed and different things, and how, you know, he chose not to retaliate in some instances. And it is just really beautiful how, you know, even if you go, you're going to say, when you go through those things, when God brings you out, you will have some song or a praise or something to give before the Lord. And that was a beautiful song that David wrote, and I enjoyed reading it. I want to say to everybody, be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. We just thank God because, well, thank God for those beautiful remarks and words of encouragement coming through both Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. And I want to encourage both of you, continue to do the work of the Lord and just allow God to have his way in your life and to use you. And we do thank the Lord for all of our listeners. Thank God for you, for your prayers and your support. And we ask you to continue in prayer for us. And we thank God for this broadcast today. This does conclude the broadcast for today. I did get information about the district meeting, our district meeting coming up for the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God will be held at one of our churches there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where Dr. Gary Calloway is the pastor and his wife, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, is the assistant pastor. And the services will be held on Friday morning, next Friday morning, I believe, the 27th, I believe, April 27th. The services will begin 10 a.m., is that right? Oh, the 28th, sorry.
I believe it's April 28th, yes.
April 28th, Friday morning, April 28th at 10 a.m., and there will be no afternoon or evening service, only morning services, Saturday, same thing, and Sunday. Only services will be morning services, and that's how the format of the district meeting will be for this quarter. So we do thank the Lord, asking for your continued prayers. And that does conclude the broadcast. Anything else before we close out? If not, we look forward to you tuning in with us, and we invite you to tune in with us at our next broadcast, which will be Friday, 7 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.